getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, time for another edition of Tim Tumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, old-time records for you for the next hour. Glad you're along with us for another week of great old-time music. And greetings from snowy northern Minnesota this week. Yeah, last time we did the show, there were little flurries, a little bit of snow here and there, and they got talked about snow for real now. Plows are out. People are being told, don't park your car here. Don't park your car here. The world's going to end if the plow can't get through. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that as we get going. Last week, of course, Halloween. And I had done the show last week and told you I didn't have any great Halloween polkas to play. And I was kind of sad about that because there are Halloween songs like the Monster Mash and stuff like that. And then after I was done with the show, I realized I have a perfect Halloween polka. So you have to bear with me a little bit. Perhaps some of you are having belated Halloween parties, well after Halloween. Probably not, but just in case. But I, because the only time you can play this is around Halloween. And I totally forgot about it last week, so I feel I need to start the show with this record this week just to get it out of the way and say that I play it. You remember Eddie Lawrence back in the 50s did a bunch of comedy records. He was the old philosopher. And it was hysterical stuff. Well, he did some singing, too, and he did a record called the Frankensteiner Polka. And I neglected to play this last week when we were talking about Halloween. So, hey, to heck with it. I'm going to play it now just because we have to get it in sometime this year.
Everybody scream. Everybody run out of the way. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. Everybody howl. Ow. Everybody hoot. When Frankenstein is dancing. It's good, sehr gut. Du, the Frankensteiner Polka, that's the dance they do beside the river Rhine. Du, the Frankensteiner Polka, but stay away from Frankenstein. Du, the Frankensteiner Polka, oil stop you in a bowl of sauerkraut. It's gemütlich. Gets unhappy, that's it. Watch out! When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. He's got lead in his veins and chains on the brains. He's a regular junk pile and he weighs about a ton. Look what he did to the big bass fiddle. He threw it out the window and he started to laugh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look what he did to the grand piano. He banged one note and he broke it in half.
Crunch!
Look what he did to the concertina. He stretched it out and stretched it out and tore it right into rip. Look what he did to the side of the building. He swung out his partner and she went right. Everybody hop. He wouldn't let them stop, but he busted up a lot of other stuff. But the night they played the Frankensteiner polka, that was the night. That was the night. That was the night we fell in love.
It's so wonderful to know I brought two nice teenagers together.
Eddie Lawrence and the Frankensteiner Polka, which I should have played last week when we were originally talking about Halloween and all that, and I totally had forgotten about that record, and I stumbled across it later. I was like, darn, this should have been in the show, and now I feel way much more better about it. So there we go. Let's get back to the more normal songs. How about Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones? This is the I Love You Polka.
Thank you.
I love you, 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 no one you will ever do. Honest, true, 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 I'll forever be to you. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do. I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you, you, you. When we met, I knew my love for you was true. Like an angel from above, you were sent for me to love. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do. I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you, you, you. When we met, I knew my love for you was true. Like an angel from above, you were sent for me to love. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do. I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you, you, you. I love you, 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 no one you will ever do. Honest, true, 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 I'll forever be to you. I love you, no one you will ever, ever do. I'll be good and true to you, cause I love you.
There you have it, Eddie Blazancic and his Versatones there, the I Love You Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. We do it every week. We get a pile of records, we sit down in front of the record players, and we play them. Can you imagine that? People playing records on record players. Young people are like, what? Actually, we got to give young people credit because I read an article this week now for the, I think it's the 11th year in a row, the sales of vinyl records has increased 11 years in a row, set a new record this year already, and the year's not even over last year. And young people are buying records, so there's hope for the world anyway. All right, back to the great old-time music, the Impalas Polka Band and the Everybody Dance Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you go. Everybody dance polka. And the Impala's Polka Band. I was noticing there's a guy blowing a whistle, like a referee whistle or maybe a policeman's whistle in that tune. I could do that. I have finally found something I could do in the band. I could be the whistle-blowing guy. They just point and I blow the whistle. It'd be perfect. It would be my new musical thing. It would be amazing. All right, I know it's a little early in the show for a waltz, but, you know, we will be doing the old-style waltz again here in a little bit, so stand by for that. But I have Lawrence Dukow with the Red Raven Orchestra, and they're doing a waltz, and in fact, it's the Yodeler's Waltz, so if you'd like to do some yodeling, this might be your big opportunity here.
Sing to me, 'cause my heart is free as I hear the yodeler's waltz. Sing a cheerful song and I'll yodel on to the dreamy yodeler's waltz. Reveal to my true love the thrills yet to come, thrills only found in a love just begun. Let me hear your song as I yodel on to the dreamy yodeler's waltz. How I love to croon 'neath the silvery moon, croon the dreamy yodeler's waltz. Under starlit skies, love will not deny listening to the yodeler's waltz.
There you go, Lawrence Dukow with the Red Raven Orchestra, and somebody's singing along with him. I'm trying to read a little bit of Yodeling by Joe. What does that say? Why do they print it so little? Oh, I know, because the records aren't very big. Joe somebody, Joe Isbell, could that be right? I don't know. I shouldn't even started it because I can't see it. Anyway, Lawrence Dukow and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Spinning the old-time records, we do it every week, so we're pretty darn happy that you're along with us to do it again this week. Myron Florin over here on turntable number one now. What is Myron doing? He's doing the Johnny Oshlow Schottische, which in parentheses is also Johann Pansnippen, which is the title most people seem to know it by. But, you know, Myron, of course, from the decades on the Lawrence Welk Show, a lot of people practically feel like Myron's their own kid. They saw him on TV so much. Anyway, here he is on the accordion with the Johnny Oshlow Schottische.
Thank you.
that is the shave and a haircut two bits ending. You heard that on a lot of songs, especially Spike Jones records in the 40s. Dun, 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 that shave and a haircut two bits. Just in case you didn't know that. So, educational music class here, music education class, music appreciation class here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show. The Polka Knights are standing by on turntable number two. But first, we'll talk about what is it called? Say that we are, you're witnessing right now in real life a brain fart, the Accordion Museum. What is it called? Oh, a World of Accordions Museum. I've been talking about it every week for years. And there it was. There was a blank space. It was like a bit of data was missing from the hard drive in my head. You know, they say that as you get older and you forget stuff, you actually do forget some things because your memory storage capability is full and your brain starts kicking out stuff that hasn't needed to be recalled in you know, recent history or whatever. And so it's actually like a hard drive in a computer. Your brain starts writing over some of it. It's weird. Anyway, a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. It is now winter here in the Northland. But they're still open. If you're going to be up this way, feel free to pay them a visit. Otherwise, I recommend that you plan ahead for springtime, because few things are more beautiful than the north shore of Lake Superior in the spring and summer. And a great jumping off point is going to be at Duluth Superior. And in Superior, you will find a World of Accordions Museum. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. One of the only places in the world where you can attend a concertina and accordion repair and technician school. Concerts. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have jam sessions. They have educational opportunities, a workshop, all kinds of stuff. Checking them out online is what I recommend right now. worldofaccordions.org. You can find out all about them there. Okay. worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs. I told you the Polka Knights were standing by in all that armor. It looks ridiculous because it knights. See, the knights in shining armor. Anyway, here they are with the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. Polka Knights there, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. Now, is it just me, or did the beginning of that song, because it was kind of a rock and roll-y kind of beginning, there, like Herb Albert, the Tijuana Brass, did it immediately make you think for just a second of like the Dating Game or the Newlywed Game? Remember when those were on back in the 60s? They had that music, and it was now from San Bernardino, California, our bachelor, you know, John Smith. Let me play this again. Let me figure out how to go back to this record here. Tell me that the very opening of this does not form in your mind instantly the Newlywed Game or the Dating Game here. Let me see if I can get this get the needle on the record and see what happens here.
Well,
Does that not feel like the newlywed game or the dating game is just coming? And now your host, Jim Lang. I don't know. That's what it feels like anyway. Back to turntable number one. We find Don Peachy and the orchestra hanging out here. They are on the old-time Jamboree record label. Very festive looking. Here's the After Sundown Polka. Peachy and the orchestra and the After Sundown Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I was going to warn you before I played that record, in case it didn't make her all the way through, this record's got a huge warp in it that messes up like the first half of the 45 when I put the tone arm on. It comes around that warp and it kind of almost jumps in the air a little bit and comes back down on the record. And I thought, you know, I'm not sure this baby's going to hold together all the way through. And I was going to warn you, and I didn't. And then if I wouldn't have told you, you wouldn't have known the difference. But that's the way it goes. It's an honest show here on the Oompa Hour. So there you go. The old style waltz coming up here in just a little bit. So waltzers get ready. Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra will amuse us with that number for about the 38th time because it amuses me so much. But before we do that, we have Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra. And this is the Oh No Polka Polka. Okay.
Tony had a girlfriend, they called her Patty Sue. And every Saturday night at 8, you could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. Hey! Patty Sue and Tony were so very much in love. Every time we watched from above, we could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- Now Patty Sue lived in a house, and it was made of glass. And every time she got in bed, you could see her. Uh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance.
There you go. That is the Oh-Oh Polka Polka. Yeah, what a ridiculous name that is. Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra. It's Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And, I was going to tell you something important. Oh, yeah, how to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. I have neglected to mention that thus far in today's show. There are many ways. If you'd like to make a request or a dedication, have a question, just want to bother us, you know, you can certainly just do that. You can call on the old telephone at 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. Or you can also text to that same phone number, 218-259-2985. Or you can email us, oompahour@aol.com. And if that doesn't work for you, we're on Facebook too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So all that is a lot of information in one little bit of jibber-jabbering here. And I know that you've been anxious to waltz because I told you that Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra were going to do the old style waltz for us again. And I wasn't kidding because here they are.
I love for an old style waltz played by that old style band. Dance to this old style waltz in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl. Hand me an old style beer. But is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way. A setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pen. What's it? This is an old dialogue. Played by an old style band. Dance to this old style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fellas, shaka. We'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old-style waltz played by an old-style band. Try this old-style waltz.
Yeah. Yeah, you know who it is by now. Jay Wells and his Red Raven Orchestra, the Old Style Waltz. It's Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Back to something a little more normal, huh? There's the Town Tap Polka with Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. The Town Tap Polka. That's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us this week as we're here every week, same place, same time, whether you're listening on a radio station or perhaps a web stream or a download or a podcast or any of the other bazillion different ways that you can hear the show. Glad to have you along with us. The Polish Kid is over here now. It's all about those Pennsylvania Dills.
I've tasted many pickles and really had fun. I ate them for breakfast and when day was done. There's just one pickle that I like the best. The one that I dream of beats all the rest. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat. Many pickles made throughout our land, and some come from countries far over the sea. My favorite kind is just one brand of dill. This Pennsylvania pickle gives to me a thrill. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good for lunch. Those Pennsylvania dills are so good to munch. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania dills are so good to eat. Those Pennsylvania dills are always quite a tasty treat.
Aha, that's the Polish kid, those Pennsylvania Dills, and I'm glad he calls himself the Pennsylvania, or the Polish kid, because I don't know how to pronounce his name. I've been playing these records for years. Don Chalkowski. I never get it right, but it says the Polish kid, so we can just go with that, and we're okie dokie, you know? In the meantime, speaking of names you don't like to say, Gene Guisdala and the orchestra over here. This is Everybody Polka Hop. Guisdala and the orchestra, Everybody Polka Hop here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldies show. I don't know if you were polka hopping during that one. I can't see you through the radio, but I hope so anyway. Man, I'm telling you, snow here in northern Minnesota, we got a good, I don't know, it depends where you were, 3 to 6 inches more. Some places got like 8-9 inches of snow in the last couple of days. The plows have been out and stuff. My daughter last night decides I'm going to go to my friend's house. And the roads were crappy. And I mean, we're used to crappy roads, but they were really slippery. And it's the first time of the season, so people forget how to drive in the snow, you know, over the course of the nice weather. And her friend's house is about 40 miles from her house, I guess, at least. And she went to leave, and she calls us up. I'm in the ditch. Went off the road in the ditch. She wasn't going fast. Nobody got hurt. Just there was a curve and slid right off into the ditch. And I can't help her because I have a four-wheel drive vehicle, but it's much smaller than hers, so I would never pull hers out. She had a friend with a big dually with a four-wheel drive and blah, 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 got her out of the ditch and everything. But I, you know, and then everybody gave her the speech. What are you doing driving to your friend's house when the weather's crappy and the roads are crappy and you got the baby in the car and you're just visiting? You should have stayed home, blah, blah. My wife yelled at her, then I yelled at her, then her boyfriend yelled at her. She's like, I'm never driving again. Anyway, everybody's okay. And everyone will adjust to snow in Minnesota like we do each and every year. The New Yorkers are up next. This is the Hello, Dolly Polka.
We'll be right back. się zawróciłaś do mnie. Jesteś śliczna, lalka, my to wiemy, lalka. Jesteś młoda, jesteś piękna, jesteś samotna, powie mi się. Kręci jak muzyka, gra moją starą, ulubioną piosenkę. Dajcie je ręki, bracia, dajcie twoje serce, bracia. Lalko moja, nie odpuszczaj nas.
Even possible to finger an accordion that fast? I can't. It's imperceptible. I was trying to move my fingers that fast, just playing along with an invisible accordion, and I couldn't do it. How do you do it for real anyway? The New Yorkers there. The Hello Dolly Polka here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old time oldie show. And what do we have over here? The Harold Steinbach Orchestra. And if you've got the coffee polka. If you've got the coffee, that is the Harold Steinbach Orchestra. on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Yeah, we're here for another week like we are every week doing the old-time records. And Vern Meisner is on the way.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, gonna cram in a couple of more tunes of the show this week here. Vern Meisner over here. Y'all know this one. Sing along with, huh? It's the Barroom Polka.
I know a lot of places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabaret. But as you paint the town, run a good place now. Remember one good point. Don't call it a tavern joint, it's just a taproom. Gin mill in old Chicago, and in London it's a blooming lounge. They serve you cocktails in Richie Newport and Boilermakers in Sweden. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're this plain old fashioned drunk. The tap room, Pennsylvania. In Manhattan, it's a plush line club. This is a gin mill in old Chicago. And in London, it's a blooming lounge. They serve you cocktails in Richie Newport and Boilermakers in Sweden. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old fashioned.
Vern Meisner there, and the Barroom Polka. It's Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And, we're pretty darn close to wrapping it up this week. Whether or not I could jam in two records yet, I'm not sure, but one for sure. So let's do that. Albert Mikish and the band here. This is the Hopeless Polka. Don't tell anybody. We're going to squeak in one more. This is Elmer Scheid in the band. I knew we could sneak one in there if we really tried. That was Elmer Scheid and his band there with the merry-go-round polka. Sneaking in right at the end there here at Tim Zumpa Hour. All your favorite old-time records every week. You know, we're going to be back next week. We'll start all over again with another stack of records. So be warned, huh?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Jam Zumba Hour, produced at the studios in KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We'll be back and do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.